you use that time wisely, the clock is ticking, okay? But use that time wisely, because to Gino's point, education times action will equal your results. And you have more time now, if you're in severance mode, than you ever will to get educated. All right, Jing Gino here, and today we're discussing the year of the tech layoffs. Dun, 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 2023. Not a laughing matter, but this has been disastrous for tech workers. I'm going to run down the list real quick. Disney cut 7,000 employees. Salesforce, 8,000. Accenture, 19,000. Microsoft, 10,000. Facebook, 21,000. Twitter, 7,500. And Amazon, over 100,000 people getting the pink slip over the last year. Gino, if you were one of these tech workers, okay, you just got a severance, what would you be doing right now to rebound? Because there's some folks out of work and there's some folks going to be hurting right now. And this may be an inflection point for them to begin changing course.
Jake, there are some similarities to what's happening now to the tech industry and to the overall economy. What happened to me back in 2007 and 2008 when I had my small business, my restaurant up in New York, I met you in 2008, 2009, and it was a really rough patch because when the economy hit, nobody was going out to eat. The restaurant really took a big tumble. I mean, we were working harder.
Prior to the recession, though, that's the thing I want folks to understand. Like, you couldn't get into a restaurant in a, you know, what are we calling that, you know, Northern Westchester at the time, whatever the case may be. It was packed. Restaurants were busy.
And that's the thing. Like, when you look back at it, it seemed like it was so long ago, but we obviously forget. And the first thing that I did, and thankfully, I always attribute it to the book that T. Harv Eker wrote, that Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I all of a sudden started blaming everybody. And I was like, this economy's terrible. The president's terrible. And then when I read the book, I was like, wow, I really got to suck it up here. It's no one but myself, because there were people making millions of dollars during that time. And I wasn't one of them. I was going into work on Mondays, making deliveries for Jake at the doctor's offices. I'm like, this is my day off and I'm working. So the first thing that I did when recession hit is I buckled down. I really got into reading. I got into personal development. I started listening to Zig Ziglar. I shut off the TV because the news wasn't helping me. I had that epiphany. I'm like, listen, it's either now or never. I can sit here and wallow, or I can work on myself the next 2 to 3 years and really step it up. And unfortunately for myself, I didn't have a severance package. I just went from making this to making this. And it was like, okay, what I did was I sucked it up. I stopped spending money. I mean, and this is a true story, everybody. My father passed away in 2007, and I had a car. I actually ended up selling my car, and I took his car. It was a nice hand-me-down car. I didn't have a car payment. His car lasted
two or three. Lexus 350?
No, it was a Mercedes. He had he had an A-class Mercedes, but it was old. I mean, it had like 70,000 miles. And yeah. I took it because there was no car payments. I couldn't afford, right? I mean, I was stretching every nickel. And when that car crapped out, my mom, the gold Lexus, had 100.
Remember the gold Lexus? It became the delivery van after a while.
Yes. It had 177,000 miles on it. I drove that car for 4 years, Jake, and it cost me nothing. Like, I mean, I basically spent $800 on that car. It changed the air conditioning out for only 4 years. So what I did is I really sucked it up. I went to zero my budget. I really tried to save as much money as I possibly could. And what I did was I started the mentorships. I started like learning about multifamily. I started about learning investing in real estate, and I started working on personal development. So for those of you out there, the next couple of years may be difficult, but I look at it this way. That was a big problem for me, but I was able to look back and go, well, there's an opportunity. I mean, the problem is there, but what's the opportunity? Well, it's time for me to take control of my life and take control of my resources and start planning for the future, because this is going to happen again. And guess what? We're in the midst of it again. And if I hadn't learned anything, COVID would have taken me out, you know, when I was in New York, because I had the restaurant. So for those of you out there right now, the first thing I would do is assess your income, assess your expenses, see what kind of spending plan you have. Where's your money going? Take control. If you've got that $9 a month going to Ring, do you really need it? Do you need the big car payment? Get rid of the car if you don't need it. get a car that's going to cost you a couple hundred bucks a month. Hey, if you have a home and you can't afford the home, maybe now's the time to downsize. Or if you do have a home, just be careful on what you're spending. And that was the first thing that I did. I took care of my – I created some type of spending plan. The second thing I did was all the money that I was saving, I put it towards investing in my education, towards mentorships. I did two mentorships from 2007 to 2009. And then when I met Jake, I did another mentorship in 2013. And then I did a coaching program in 15. So I was constantly re-educating myself and reinvesting in my education. I think the third thing was is like I need a side hustle. I need a side gig. And that's where a lot of you out there that have lost tech, maybe you get into a side gig, look at investing in real estate. We have so many people in the Jake and Gino community who are from the sales world, who are from the tech world, who are engineers, and they're saying to themselves, I like my job, but I know in 10 years, my income is not going to grow to where I need it to. I don't like the stock market. I don't like my 401k. I want me to take control of my finances for the future. And, you know, in 5 years, while I'm investing in multifamily, I may love my job. And if I love my job, great. I can still do my job and I can still invest in real estate. And hey, if I hate my job or I lose my job, I have something to fall back on. So I think now is the time to plant your flag and say, I want to level up my skills. I want to learn something new. And is that real estate? Is that trading stocks? Whatever that may be, I would err on the real estate side because more millionaires have been created by real estate than anything else. And it's tangible. It's something that is a basic human need. You're always going to need apartments. That's what I love about it. And it's something where you can start small. You can start with a duplex. I mean, Jake and I started with a 25 unit back in 2013, but I had started years and years before that with a fourplex. I learned with the four unit. I created some value. And oh, guess what? If something really happened, I could always move into one of those apartments and my living expenses are covered for. And that's how I learned. And then I started small. We learned with the education. And then I took the step and I started working with Jake. And our very first property was that 25 unit property where we're both working full time. But at the same time, we can dedicate a couple hours a week to this one asset. And then guess what? 3 months later, another asset pops up. And we can dedicate a couple hours to that. So we're working between 5 and 10 hours a week on the real estate, and we have full-time jobs. It's manageable. And then before you know it, a year into it, it's like, wow, we've got a couple hundred units. And I think that's what right now, if you're stuck with that situation, it is a problem. It's a
you're
huge
not
problem.
Stuck, though. And here's the thing. You're not stuck. It's an opportunity because you have time now. And the most important thing is if you use that time wisely, the clock is ticking, okay? But use that time wisely because to Gino's point, education times action will equal your results. And you have more time now if you're in severance mode than you ever will to get educated. And the biggest thing for myself and the biggest thing for Gino was legacy skills. When you create skills that can last for a lifetime, these legacy skills will continue paying and paying and paying every year like a good dividend. And that's why it's so important to start with education. Get educated now, take action. That will equal your results. And to Gino's point, you may go back into the workforce and get another W-2 job while you're investing in real estate, which may be your side hustle right now. But the great thing is your job, you're not in control in. Your real estate, you do have control in. And as that grows, it'll eventually push out the W-2 as it's done for myself, as it's done for Gino, as it's done for hundreds of Jake and Gino students who have been a part of the community that have actually exited their W-2 job to go into real estate full time. So the time is now. I just want to say this from, you know, a place of care. You're never going to get another opportunity like this probably in your adult lifetime if you've gotten a severance recently to lean into your education and use that time wisely. Get off the six pack of Bud Light every night, whatever you're doing, if you're feeling down, because Gino went through those stages of grief, and get into action mode because you have a great opportunity. And this is the big piece, guys. The market is ripe for opportunities right now because there's disturbance going on and people are unsure about the future. So these are the times when the deals can be had as well. So I'm very optimistic for folks out there that are looking to make that transition.
And what I would tell everyone to do is go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Jake and I host a live webinar every month, whether it's the pitfalls of multifamily, whether it's investing with interest rates going through the roof, whether it's we're sharing a closers club case study with two of our students. Every month we have a live training. go watch a live training. Go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Start watching the training. Start educating yourself and start seeing that it's not a pie in the sky kind of thing. Once you start surrounding yourself with people who have done it and you start seeing that other regular people like the pizza guy and the drug rep can do it, then you can do it.
That's a great point, Gino. Gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.